This is the story of Froggy's day. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Bling!
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 Hey, I see the...
Let's begin now. So, it all started when Froggy left his house in the morning. He was walking down the road when a big storm cloud started rolling in. And his neighbor popped out and said, "Froggy, you best get back in your house. There's a twister rolling in. There's a real piece of weather coming, son. You better batten down the hatches." And Froggy was like, I don't know, man. It doesn't look like that much of a crazy storm to me. Just looks like a couple of little friendly clouds." And the neighbor said, "Oh, those clouds ain't your friend, son. Them clouds is danger. Ah, well, I'm going to go get into my cellar and hide out." And Froggy said, No. "I'm going to go off and look for adventure."
But then he said, "Whoa, actually that cloud sends you into a new dimension."
So that's what was crazy about this storm. When the storm got closer and closer, he realized it was a tornado, or you might call that a twister. But the twister, just like you just said, it didn't just swirl things away, but it swirled them into an alternative dimension. And so as the storm got closer and closer, Froggy thought to himself, "Oh no, I should have listened to that old man. Now I'm getting swept away." Ah! And he was getting swept through the air. And as he was getting swept through the air, he saw stuff flying around. Like there was a car getting swirled around. He saw a Cybertruck getting swirled around. He saw a boat. He saw an old lady riding on a bicycle, and she said, "I'll get you, Froggy." And he was so freaked out of her. And then he saw a race car come flying by, and he reached out and he grabbed the race car and he pulled himself in. And suddenly, he was shot out the other side of the tornado. And all of a sudden, when he was shot out the other side of the tornado, he was driving around in a race. And he looked over to his left and he saw a little man wearing blue overalls and a little cap and a big mustache. And then he looked to his other side and he saw a green dinosaur. And the dinosaur had kind of a circular face. And then he looked ahead of him and he saw a huge gorilla monkey guy. And the monkey guy, just when he looked back, threw a banana peel back at him. And Froggy was like, "Oh no!" And he hit the banana peel and started wiggling all around. And he spun in 1,000 circles. And then when he spun in 1,000 circles, he flew right off the side of the road. Ah! And he started falling off of a cliff. Ah! But he was worried, so worried that he was going to hit the ground. But that's when something unusual happened. A guy flew over on a cloud, caught him with a fishing pole, and gave him a little finger wag, and pulled him back up, 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 all the way, set him on the road. And all of a sudden, he was racing again. But while he was racing, then all of a sudden, a princess in a pink dress went vroom, rooming right by him. And he was like, "You know what this is?" And right when he said that, the guy in the overalls in the mustache popped out and said, "Welcome to Mario Kart. Select player." And Froggy was like, "Oh, yeah, this is awesome."
And then there was a big hole and he didn't see it coming. And then he fell in it. But then that sended him into another new dimension.
So once he fell through this hole, he fell and he fell and he fell and he fell so far and he never hit the ground, and he realized that he had fallen into deep space and that his little Mario Kart had turned into a spaceship. And he was like, "Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I have no idea how to get home." And so he was flying around through space, and he thought to himself, oh, if only there was somebody out here who could help me get home. And that's when a big tentacle appeared on his front window of his spaceship. More and more tentacles appeared on the spaceship. And then they pulled a face in front of the window. And it was a big green alien face with lots of tentacles. And Froggy was so scared, so scared. It looked kind of like an octopus. And Froggy's like, what do I do? What do I do? And he started pulling all the books off the shelf, and he found one about how to deal with aliens in outer space. And when he had that book, he started reading through it, and he said, if the alien has sharp teeth and evil eyes, do not let him in. If the alien has 8 long green tentacles and a friendly face, he's probably a friendly alien, and you can let him in. So Froggy took a good look at him. He said, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, 8 tentacles. And he is green. But is his face friendly? No. And he looked at his face. And when he did that, the octopus did a big smile like this. Cheese! And Froggy said, oh, he's friendly. Wait, come on in. And he opened the door up. And when he opened the door up, the octopus came floating in and said, oh, hello there, Froggy. What's gotten you out into these parts? And Froggy said, you know what? I was just playing Mario Kart. Well, it all started when I got sucked up in a tornado and got sent into a new dimension. Then I fell through a hole and I was suddenly in outer space. And when I was in outer space, I have no idea how to get back to Earth. And I'm almost going to be late for dinner. Can you show me the way home? And the octopus says, well, that depends. Where's your home? And Froggy said, well, it's Frogopolis, which is in the country of the United States of America, which is on the planet Earth. And the octopus was like, Earth, oof, never heard of it. And Froggy's like, it orbits around the sun. It's next to Venus, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter. And he's like, oh, the sun. Yes, I actually happen to know where that is. Oh, I love Earth. Oh, you're jogging my memory now. Earth, they make the best tacos on Earth, and I love tacos. And oh my goodness, it's Tuesday. If we get you home quick, I'll be there in time for Taco Tuesday. Whoop, whoop. And Froggy said, listen, bud, if you can help me get home, the tacos, I'm paying. And he said, let's go.
But then he forgot to steer, and he went the wrong way into a planet. It was Mars, but there was a hole, and that hole sent him into another new dimension.
So they went to Mars, and they went in a hole, but the hole did not take them into a different dimension. Do you know where it took them? To Taco Bell! And they got tacos, and it was raining tacos.
From out of the sky.
Tacos.
No need to ask why.
Open your mouth.
And close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
And so Froggy and the alien, which was the alien's name was
Frederick.
Frederick.
And he's like, Frederick, that's like pretty close to my dad's name. And so Frederick and Froggy ate tacos all day. And in case you didn't know it, Taco Tuesday on Mars is delicious. And after that, they flew back to Earth because it's an easy trip from Mars to Earth. Dad. When you got the right kind of spaceship. Dad. The end.
Wait, I want to tell somebody else something.
One last thing.
Did you know the alien was friends with Fredward, Froggy's dad?
But it was just.
I know that now.
But then he actually. Before they went home, he actually got distracted and he started reading a book, but he had one hand and he wasn't looking and he flew right into a mountain.
A space mountain.
And there was a big monster that stole him away, but then he was gone. And then the big monster trapped him in a flower vent, and the top was like really squeezy, so then he couldn't get out. The end. Bop.
And then he got out, went home, and then he went to the octopus Frederick's house all the time because they're best friends. The end.